verses 13 to 20, marks of the God-realized soul. He who is free from malice towards all beings, friendly and compassionate, and free from the feelings of I and mine, balanced in joy and sorrow, forgiving by nature, ever contented and mentally united with me, nay, who has subdued his mind, senses and body, has a firm resolve, and has surrendered his mind and reason to me, that devotee of mine is dear to me. Adveshta sarva bhutanam maitraha karuna evacha nirmamo nirahankara samadukha sukha kshami. He who is not a source of annoyance to his fellow creatures, and who in his turn does not feel vexed with his fellow creatures, and who is free from delight and envy, perturbation and fear, is dear to me. Yasmano dvijate loko, lokano dvijate chaya. Harsha marsha bhayo dvegair mukto yah sacha me priyah. He who expects nothing, who is both internally and externally pure, is wise and impartial, and has risen above all distractions, and who renounces the sense of doership in all undertakings, such a devotee of mine is dear to me. Anapeksha shuchirdaksha udasino gatavyatha sarvarambha parityagi yo madbhakti. He who neither rejoices nor hates, nor grieves nor desires, and who renounces both good and evil actions, and is full of devotion, is dear to me. Yo na hreshyati na dveshti na shochati na kankshati shubha shubha parityagi bhakti manya same priya. He who deals equally with friend and foe, and is the same in honor and ignominy, and who is alike in heat and cold, pleasure and pain, and other contrary experiences, and is free from attachment, he who takes praise and reproach alike, and is given to contemplation, and is contented with any means of subsistence available, entertaining no sense of ownership and attachment in respect of his dwelling place, and is in full devotion to me, that person is dear to me. Samaha shatrau cha mitre cha tatha mana apamanayo shitoshna sukha dukkhesu samaha sanga vivarjitah tulya nindastu tirmauni santushto yena kena chit aniketah sthiramater bhakti man me priyo narah.
Those devotees, however, who partake
in a disinterested way of this nectar of pious wisdom set forth above, endowed with faith and solely devoted to me, they are extremely dear to me.
Ye tu dharmya amritamidam yathoktam paryupasate shraddhanamat parama bhaktasteetiva me priya bhaktasteetiva me priya.
Thus, in the Upanishad sung by the Lord, the science of Brahm, the scripture of Yoga, the dialogue between Sri Krishna and Arjuna, ends the 12th chapter entitled The Yoga of Devotion. Om Tat Sat Srimad Bhagavad Gita Supanishatsu Brahma Vidyayam Yoga Shastre Sri Krishna Arjuna Samvade Bhakti Yogo Nama Dvadashah. Narayan, 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 Narayan.